7 HFM, it's Mick and Anna for breakfast.
It is, and we've got a special guest. We have your son, Matt, and we've also got another Matt, Matt Bug, local athlete from Lindisfarne. You've just returned from Rio. Hello and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having
G'day,
me.
G'day, mate. How was Rio?
Rio was great. Absolutely.
I'll bet
brilliant.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendly people.
Really great people. Amazing competition, and they pulled it all together, and it was such a cool event.
Yeah. Now, you competed in, we need to get this right, the single person international 2.4 metre yacht race.
And yeah, that's and pretty close. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that means it's just you on a boat.
Yep, just on my own. So I have to control everything myself, and I have to do all the strategy and tactics myself, and I've got no one else to blame when when things go wrong.
Was the water as bad as what they say? Like, was it really dangerous to fall in the water or get splashed?
No, I ended up swallowing lots of water.
Yep.
I was quite afraid of the water quality, and we were warned a lot about it, and we took a lot of precautions. But I think over the years it got better and better. And also over the years we were training and the wind was quite light and there were small waves and I never really got that wet. But then the games came around and it was windy every day and I ended up soaked every day and I was fine. So it wasn't as bad as people, made it out to be.
Hey, Matt, you've been on boats since you were 6 weeks old, essentially. You've been in 2 Sydney to Hobart yacht races.
Yeah, salt water in my blood, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it like a really hard process to get back on a boat after losing the ability to walk?
No.
How did you adapt?
No, it wasn't at all.
To adapt a boat to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, these boats, they pretty much come ready to sit on the floor and race them. So for me, it was just a really natural progression. I did a lot of racing when I was younger, and then when I got older, I started working as a cook. And so that took up a lot of my time on weekends, so I couldn't race as much as I wanted. And then, of course, when I had my accident, I knew about the Paralympics and sailing, and I thought, what a great opportunity to get back into yachting at a really high level. And if I really train and work hard, maybe one day I could compete at the Paralympic Games.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the small yachts are set up for upper body strength, aren't they? It's nothing to do with your legs, really. You can get around the boat and it's ropes and...
Yeah, some of them. A lot of them, a lot of the Olympic ones, you've got to sort of hike out and lean over the side and it takes a lot of leg strength.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
But certainly in the Paralympics, all the boats are perfect for people like me for racing when you can't really, walk around too much.
Yep.
So at 23, you had this snowboarding accident. How long in the rehabilitation process did you think to yourself, I'm going to compete. I'm going to get out there on the water. I'm going to. Yeah. Did you immediately go back to sailing as your go-to choice? So that
I did.
You could,
I bought 2 of these boats, of the 2.4 metre boats, before I actually left rehab. I did rehab in Melbourne for 6 months, and that was really tough. But I bought a couple of boats that were for sale in Melbourne at the time, and so I had that to really look forward to when I got out. So, it's really been a massive part of my rehabilitation, and it's just been awesome, I highly recommend it.
Did you have mental health issues after your accident? I mean, I presume you would. It must be a shocking realisation to come to.
I think I already had a few before my accident.
Well, did, most of us fired too, mate, I reckon. But,
I did, I struggled. Yeah.
The realisation, bang, laying in the hospital bed after the accident, geez, I'm not going to walk again,
Especially when you're so young.
Yeah,
it was really tough. The first, anyone that's been through a traumatic, experience like that, everyone would totally sympathise with me, but the first few years are really, really tough, and then it gets easier and easier, and now it's just normal life.
Yeah.
I don't even really think about it.
No,
it's just normal life, and you're happy again, and you just, you have day-to-day challenges like everyone else.
Yeah, and you're achieving heaps.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So we've got Matt Bug in the studio with us at the moment. We've also got Matt Newell. but we're going to chat to Matt a little bit further after this. Do you want to hang around? We've got a song to play and we'd love to speak to you a little bit more about the Sydney to Hobart history that you've
got. For sure, yeah.
Good stuff.